So starting off where you were at Hibs, because see, when it was you, Bruni and Gaz and Deeks and stuff like that, I mean, you looked to me like you were just having, you loved football, do you know what
aye,
I mean?
It does, aye.
When you played, you looked like they really enjoy playing football, you know, but isn't it? You see young players now and it's like, you didn't see anyone playing with a smile on their face anymore. I mean, you said these stupid haircuts and...
Like yours now.
I'm still trying to win that bad Barnet competition for 1999. But do you know what I mean? You looked like you loved playing.
I think the environment that we were brought up in was unique in the fact that there were so many of us that broke through at the same time. We were all pals. A few of us, obviously boyhood supporters of the club, and it was almost like a fairy tale as such. But I think the transition that I had through Donald Park, obviously, that you know well, was a brilliant coach, really enjoyed my youth team. So I think I was a happy player when I was breaking into the first team. Obviously, the pressure changes, you understand that. But I think the fact that... it was an easy transition because there were so many us going at the same time. It was like a youth team almost becoming a first team. And I think that definitely made it easier for us, and hopefully it showed, like you say, we enjoyed our time here, and hopefully that showed on the pitch.
There's no a shy one amongst the five years, is there?
Me.
I told you some of you are the shyest, so it must have been a few good stories for that time. I mean, going out in Edinburgh, playing in Hibs' first team.
Well, although the 5 years broke through together, it was almost like a three and a two as such. And then obviously you could add Fletch just coming just in behind that as well. Me, Whitty and Scotty were obviously really tight. Me and Scott obviously shared a flat.
And the two
Guys
and Deeks.
And Guys and Deeks, aye, if that's what you want to call them, aye. They travel together at training, whereas obviously I never drove, a bit like you. Have you passed that test?
No, I've
not
done
that. This is a surprise.
Can I get a lift back? You're going back to Gaz, aren't you?
So Gaz and Deeks never drove, Gaz did, so they would always, Gaz was one of the first
they must have had some conversations that night.
It must have been good banter, wasn't it? Gaz had he was one of the first players, one of the young players to have a fancy car. I think he had like an X5 or whatever at the time. Uh-huh. Scotty had a Punto. And
Whitty
had a Fiesta, so we Whitty would obviously drive one day, Scotty would drive the next. So it was. I'm saying that we were divided there as such. We weren't able to teammates, and we got on really well. But it was a kind of three and a two. So Gaz and Deeks kind of kept themselves to themselves as such, and me, Scotty, and Whitty were quite close.
So see, after he's played and say he's won on a Saturday, would the 5 years go to Edinburgh together? Or?
Nah, well that's the same again, eh? So like Gaz kind of had his own kind of. Gaz, to be fair, wasn't so much up the town type lad.
Right.
Neither was Whitty. Me and Scotty were up the town pretty much every night, which isn't really a good way to tell my academy boys how to live their life, is it?
But that was what happened back then.
Of course
then,
it was.
It?
Of course, we were young. We were in the spotlight as such. We shared a flat. We were out all the time. And Deeks, everybody knows Deeks' reputation. I think he was out seven nights a week, wasn't he? So you'd always see Deeks, but because Deeks had such a big following of pals and such a, like his cousins and his, you know what I mean, he's always kind of cronies, whatever you want to call them. So he used to always go with his pals and then me and Scotty would either bump into him, but me being me, you know what I'm like as a lad.
Bumped
although,
into him while he was getting chucked out or something.
We were normally going in and he was going out. Heckled it. So we, and to be fair, Deeks, however way you want to picture it, attract trouble when he was younger. Trouble wasn't something that I ever wanted to be involved in, so I used to always try and use my, whatever you want to call it, my instincts to try and get us, me and Scotty, out the road somewhere else, go to another boozer. There's loads of boozers in town, because Deeks, although however much, is a great lad, and I think really highly of him, his pals and a big group of boys attracted attention, and that attention was normally negative, so I would just try and get away and kind of be respectful to Deeks and say, I'll maybe catch you later or whatever, and we'd move away to another boozer and let Scotty make a fool of himself.
He's ever pulled in for a manager for the way he's were?
Aye, Bobby knew that we were, most managers do, don't they? They've got eyes and ears, and I think players are naive.
Bobby was jealous of the hairstyles, wasn't he?
I think Bobby was jealous of the fact that we were out.
Wanted to come in? Well, I'm not getting invited.
To be fair, Bobby was great with me and Scotty. He knew that we weren't bad lads in the respect that we were out and we were probably drinking when we maybe shouldn't have or whatever. But even back then, mate, you know, we trained well every day and we played well on Saturdays. And I think if it was an issue, he would have been the first to tell us. But at a young age, you know what it's like. You get away with it. You can have a bevy on a Thursday night or a Wednesday night, and then you can play on a Saturday.
Whereas you can't look like this.
you can't now. You got black on. All the bevies have caught up. It's just the modern day footy, Si, isn't it? You do have to live your life properly and try to be the best you can. Back then, you got away with natural fitness, and you got away with Probably not quite living the way you should now.
Definitely. You never had a manager like Bobby Owenson or Mowbray, maybe more an old school manager that wanted to go back different. Do you think the 5 years would have progressed as much as you did?
No, that's a good question, that, to be fair.
Thanks very much, mate.
Is that on there?
No, that's not actually.
Did you do that off the cuff, was it?
That's not like
I say it a lot that Tony, I just spoke to him yesterday, funnily enough. And he was a big factor. His philosophy, his style, he's the way he wanted, and it was just a match made in heaven, in my opinion. Bobby, I'm internally grateful for giving me my opportunity, and I still enjoy playing under Bobby. But we were off the cuff, we were quite direct. There was no game plan as such. We just played, and if you played well on a day and the other team never, you potentially win. Whereas Tony come with a plan that he wanted a certain style of play, how get moved along the back into midfield and through. There was a structure, and his whole training regime matched what he expected on a Saturday. A bit like how I want to coach at such age. You know what I mean? He had a philosophy, a style that if it got popped inside and there was gaps on the outside, the fullbacks would get bombing on. Do you know what I mean? If it wasn't, then you lost the ball. He wanted people to get behind the ball. Do you know what I mean? He had a good style, eh? And I think he was lucky in one degree that the players that he inherited could take that style on.